こんにちは。Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 129. Today in this episode, we will learn about causative form. Now let's go. Causative form adds a meaning of causation or permission to a verb. In other words, adding causative form means that someone is forced to do the action or allowed to do the action. Whether this causation is forceful or done through permission,Causative form emphasizes the fact that someone has influence over an action that someone else carries out. Now, first, I will explain how to make causative form. If it's group one, for example, kakimasu, it becomes kakasemasu. So you will omit imasu and put together with asemasu.Machimasu, this is an exception. It becomes matasemasu, matasemasu. So we don't say machasemasu. Hanashimasu, to speak, this is another exception. It becomes hanasasemasu, hanasasemasu. So we don't say hanashasemasu. Another exception is kaimasu, to buy. It becomes kawasemasu, kawasemasu. So we don't say kaasemasu. So this is group one verb. Now let's look at group two verbs. Tabemasu, to eat, becomes tabesasemasu, tabesasemasu. So you will omit masu and put together with sasemasu. Mimasu, to see, to watch, becomes misasemasu.Misasemasu. Oshiemasu, to teach, becomes oshiesasemasu, oshiesasemasu. Akemasu, to open, becomes akesasemasu, akesasemasu. Shimemasu, to close, becomes shimesasemasu, shimesasemasu. Now let's look at group three verbs.Shimasu, to do, becomes sasemasu, sasemasu. Kimasu, to come, becomes kosasemasu, kosasemasu. Now let's make some sentences using causative form. The required particle for the person who will be made to perform the action depends on whether the verb is transitive or intransitive. So first of all, if it's transitive verbs,We require the target particle. For example, 掃除します掃除します This is to clean up. This is transitive verb. The causative form will be 掃除させます掃除させます If it's transitive verb causative form, the structure will be like this. A は B に something of causative form.I make my son clean his room. Son is 息子息子 Clean the room is 部屋を掃除します So it will become
私は息子に部屋を掃除させます私は息子に部屋を掃除させます
私 is a subject.So after this, we will use the particle wa. Musuko is the doer of the action. So after this, we will put the particle ni. Heya is object. So after this, we will put the particle o.
Souji sasemasu.
So this is transitive verb, causative form. If it's intransitive verb, the agent of the action takes the object particle. The structure will be,A は B を causative form. For example, I let children play in the park. Park is
公園。
The children play will be
子供が遊びます。子供が遊びます。
So 遊びます, this is intransitive verb. Causative form will be
遊ばせます。遊ばせます。 私は公園で子供を遊ばせます。私は公園で子供を遊ばせます。
私 is the subject. So after this, we will put the particle は。公園 This is a place. So when you do an action at somewhere, we will use the particle で。
子供
This is the doer of the action. Since 遊びます is intransitive verb, we will use を after the doer of the action. And then 遊ばせます This is intransitive verb, causative form.Now let's make some example sentences. I made my sister wash my shirt. Young sister is 妹。
妹。
To wash the shirts is
シャツを洗います。シャツを洗います。
洗います is transitive verb. Causative form will be
洗わせます。洗わせます。
So if it's transitive verb, the structure will be
A は B に
something を causative form. So it will become
私は妹にシャツを洗わせました。私は妹にシャツを洗わせました。
Another example. Since there is an exam tomorrow, I will make students study. There is an exam tomorrow.
明日は試験があります。明日は試験があります。
So we will change this into plain form and put together with ので。ので means since, because.
明日は試験があるので。
Student is
生徒。生徒。
To study is
勉強をします。勉強をします。
So we will change this します into causative form.
させます。させます。
Because 勉強 is an object, after this we will put the particle を. The structure will be
A は B に
something を causative form. It will become
明日は試験があるので私は生徒に勉強をさせます。明日は試験があるので私は生徒に勉強をさせます。
My mom made my little brother go to school. Little brother. Younger brother is
弟。弟。
Go to school is
学校に行きます。学校に行きます。
行きます。This is an intransitive verb. Causative form will be
行かせます。行かせます。
Because this is an intransitive verb, the structure will be
A は B を
Causative form.
お母さんは弟を学校に行かせました。お母さんは弟を学校に行かせました。
お母さん is the subject, so after this, the particle は will come.
弟
This is the doer of the action, so after this, we will put the particle を行かせました。This is intransitive verb, causative form.Before this, we use 学校に because 学校 is a place and when you say go to somewhere, we will use the particle に. So before 行きます, the particle will be に. This example means A works upon B to do something. Causative form has another meaning, which is A allows B to do something. So for example, I let him rest in the room. To rest in the room is
部屋で休みます。部屋で休みます。
休みます is an intransitive verb. Causative form will be
休ませます。休ませます。
For intransitive verb, the structure will be
A は B を
causative form. So it becomes
私は彼を部屋で休ませました。私は彼を部屋で休ませました。
I let my child get married. Get married is
結婚します。結婚します。結婚します
is intransitive verb. Causative form will be
結婚させます。結婚させます。
For intransitive verb, the structure will be
A は B を
causative for. So it becomes,
私は子供を結婚させました。私は子供を結婚させました。
So today we learned about causative form. Causative form as a meaning of causation or permission to a verb. So it means, I make someone do something or I let someone do something. If it's transitive verb, the structure will be
A は B に
something を causative form. If it's intransitive verb, the structure will be
A は
B を causative form. So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. If you're interested in Japanese grammars, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description box. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございます。バイバイ。